Good afternoon and welcome to Unity Church of Light's Silent Unity Prayer Service. We know that unity was built on prayer, so we're glad to come into this chapel every Wednesday at 12 noon to join together in prayer. So we're going to begin our service with Sarah Carr Jordan reading the Daily Word.
Tender. I treat myself and others with a loving and tender heart. Having a tender heart means being open-minded and compassionate and beholding all people and situations through eyes of love. By lending a listening ear and a helping hand, I can ease some of life's inevitable ups and downs. It's important to be tender and compassionate towards myself as well. I resist the temptation to ruminate about past thoughts and actions I may regret. Instead, I am tender towards myself. I focus on my strengths and accomplishments and the traits that are uniquely my own. I show myself the compassion and understanding I would show a friend or family member. Tenderness helps me heal, focus forward, and let go of things that no longer serve me. 1 Peter 3 and 8 says, "Finally, all of you have unity of spirit, sympathy, love for one another, a tender heart, and a humble mind."
Thank you, Sarah, for that beautiful Daily Word reading. This is the first Wednesday, and so we're going to join with Silent Unity with their prayer service. So I ask you to relax, take a deep breath. Know that this is a place of safety and security. This is a place where the walls are penetrated with prayer. And we know prayer is a way of recognizing and accepting our oneness with God, by which we are able to transform our thoughts and rise above circumstances. So we reach within to the light of divine life, love, wisdom, and understanding. All that we need in order to harmonize any discords, and heal any concerns. So we begin this time of prayer by quieting our minds, breathing in and breathing out, letting go, relaxing into this moment right here, right now. There is nothing for us to do but to be the spiritual beings we were created to be. So established in the center of my being, I am still and peaceful. Take those words in as your very own. Established in the center of my being, I am still and peaceful. With every breath, I drop deeper into the center of my being. Breathing in and breathing out, I settle into the silent yet perceptible presence of God, my source. And as I do so, waves of peace flow through my body and my mind. I become still, and in the stillness of prayer, I am peaceful. So I breathe in and I breathe out, and I let those words penetrate my very being. I become still in the silence of prayer. I am peaceful. And in this moment of peace, I know God is the wisdom that flows as intelligence throughout every cell of my body and every thought in my mind. God is the wisdom that flows as intelligence throughout every cell of my body and every thought in my mind. So centered in divine wisdom, I breathe out thoughts such as I can't or I don't know. I realize I am capable of knowing all I need to know for the moments ahead. I am inspired to think and act in ways that support well-being, flowing from prayer in the quietness and the silence of peace. I tell the truth of divine life to my body and my circumstances. Moving my focus to the light of life within, I become aware of healing energy streaming throughout my body. I remind myself that divine life is irrepressible, eternal, and ever-renewing. I say to my body and my circumstances, you are full of life. You are full of life. I am full of light. as we prepare to return to this room, to the present time, we know that focused on faith, we perceive the truth of divine abundance by which we prosper. We know God is our source of divine ideas, a continuous flow of possibilities. And as we perceive possibilities through our faculty of faith, we can see through challenging conditions to the truth of divine abundance. So as I lift my thoughts to the heights of abundance, I know I lift them to that place where all things are possible. In the light of spiritual understanding, I behold divinity within all beings. Illumined by the light of spiritual realization, I radiate peace to bless every being in the world. I focus upon the truth that unites all, the divine origin and essence which we all share. I say to all beings, I see God in you. And as our prayer time draws to a close, we give thanks for our unity of spirit and oneness with God, knowing our increasing capacity to embody divine wisdom, life, faith, and understanding. We return to our activities uplifted and energized. So let us remember those who might have asked us to pray with them this week, those who we just want to hold in the essence of this energy that is moving in and throughout the room. You may speak their names aloud, or you may hold them in your heart, but do so right now. And we let these thoughts flow out to everyone that has ever crossed the threshold of Unity Church of Light. And we let them flow and reach and touch those who may be desiring prayer today. And we stretch across to our neighbors. We are one in spirit. So we reach across to those who are in foreign lands, foreign territories. And we send the vibrations of love and peace as we gather together in the oneness that we are. And for our Senate, our Congressional House, for all those in political positions, the President of the United States, and the vice president, all the foreign leaders in the world. We enfold them in love and peace and divine wisdom. So for all these things that we have placed in the midst of us, let us affirm together the prayer of protection together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is. And so it is, and it is so, and so we let it be. And go forth and create for yourself a wonderful, wonderful rest of the week. Blessings.